Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumet. 40. A perilous path it proved he trod, who heinously hid that hall within, wealth under wall. Its watcher had killed one of a few, and the feud was avenged in woeful fashion. Wondrous seems it what manner a man of might and valor oft ends his life, when the earl no longer in Mead Hall may live with loving friends. So Beowulf, when that barrow's warden he sought in the struggle, himself knew not in what wise he should wend from the world at last. For Princess Potent, who placed the gold with a curse to doomsday, covered it deep, so that, marked with sin, the man should be hedged with horrors, in hell bonds fast, racked with plagues who should rob their hoard. Yet no greed for gold but the grace of heaven ever the king had kept in view. Wiglaf spake, the son of Wostan, "At the mandate of one, oft warriors many sorrow must suffer, and so must we. The people's shepherd showed not aught of care for our counsel, king beloved. That guardian of gold he should grapple not, urged we, but let him lie where he long had been in his earth hall waiting the end of the world, the hest of heaven. This hoard is ours, but grievously gotten, too grim the fate which thither carried our king and lord. I was within there, and all I viewed, the chambered treasure, when chance allowed me, and my path was made in no pleasant wise, under the earth wall. Eager, I seized such heap from the hoard as hands could bear, and hurriedly carried it hither back to my liege and lord. Alive was he still wielding his wits. The wise old man spake much in his sorrow, and sent you greetings, and bade that ye build, when he breathed no more, on the place of his balefire a barrow high, memorial mighty. Of men was he worthiest warrior wide earth o'er, the while he had joy of his jewels and burg. Let us set out in haste now, the second time, to see and search this store of treasure, these wall-hid wonders, the way I show you, where, gathered near, ye may gaze your fill at broad golden rings. Let the bier soon made be all in order when out we come, our king and captain to carry thither, man beloved, where long he shall bide safe in the shelter of sovereign God. Then the Baird of Wostan bade command hardy chief to heroes many that owed their homesteads hither to bring firewood from far, or the folk they ruled for the famed one's funeral. Fire shall devour and wan flames feed on the fearless warrior who oft stood stout in the iron shower when, sped from the string a storm of arrows, shot o'er the shield wall the shaft held firm, featly feathered followed the barb. And now the sage young son of Wostan, seven chose of the chieftain's thanes, the best he found that band within, and went with these warriors, one of eight, under hostile roof. In hand, one bore a lighted torch and led the way. No lots they cast for keeping the hoard when once the warriors saw it in hall, altogether without a guardian lying there lost, and little they mourned when they had hastily hailed it out, dear bought treasure. The dragon they cast, the worm, o'er the wall for the wave to take, and surges swallowed that shepherd of gems. Then the woven gold on a wain was laden countless quite, and the king was born, hoary hero, to Heron's Nest. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.